Christy Gnome says she is victim of conservative cancel culture and knee-jerk headlines. By Wendell Hasebo on March 24, 2021. South Dakota GOP Governor Christy Gnome released a statement Wednesday claiming to be a victim of conservative cancel culture, pushing back against those who believe she is bowing to the NCAA regarding biological men and women sports. The bill picked a fight with the NCAA, a fight that renowned conservative legal experts advise Governor Gnome that she will lose. Gnome's team's statement read regarding a bill she sent back to the legislature that would have banned transgendered biological men from participating in women's sports. If conservative media would take 5 seconds to read past the knee-jerk headlines and actually understand Governor Gnome's position, they'd come to a very different realization, the statement concluded. Criticism of Gnome has come from many angles, including Terry Schilling, president of D.C.-based think tank American Principles Project, who said, Christy Gnome had an opportunity to show real leadership on behalf of girl athletes, both in her state and nationwide. All she had to do was put her signature on a bill which convincingly passed the state legislature and which polling has shown is an incredibly popular issue in South Dakota, Schilling stated. Here's our statement in response to it, Gov. Christy Gnome's disappointing veto of South Dakota's bill to protect women's sports. pic.twitter.com/tqw52m. American Principles, at a project, March 19, 2021. Matt Walsh, a conservative commentator, said Gnome's hesitancy was the most Republican line of reasoning I've ever heard, adding he is sick of it and nauseated by it. Christy Gnome says she doesn't want to ban males from women's sports at the college level because it might make the NCAA mad and they might punish us. That is the most Republican line of reasoning I've ever heard. Sick of it. Nauseated by it. Matt Walsh, at Matt Walsh Blog, March 22, 2021. Margot Cleveland, a senior contributor at The Federalist, called Gnome's changes beyond misleading. Cleveland called into question Gnome's reasoning about eliminating the section that would have required students to confirm their age and biological sex each year, along with confirmation they had not taken performance-enhancing drugs, including anabolic steroids, within the previous year, Susan Barry at Breitbart News reported. Gnome appeared in an interview Monday with Tucker Carlson on Fox News to highlight what she called a bill that is a trial lawyer's dream. This bill would only allow the NCAA to bully South Dakota, and it would actually prevent women from being able to participate in collegiate sports, Gnome explained. So what I've done is I've asked the legislature, through a style and form revision, it is to ask them to change the bill, she added.